Welcome back to Forging Pillars, the series that highlights Swole Fam members that exemplify what the seven pillars represent. And if you don't know what the seven pillars are you in for a treat? Check out the show notes down below to download your free copy. You can also head on over there to swolenormousx.com and download it from the main menu. Today's Foraging Pillars episode features Kyle. And Kyle writes, I joined the Swole Fam in May last year. Big differences in all aspects of my life. Over the course of the next year and for the rest of my life, I want to evolve. And instead of checking off some unrealistic goal or set of goals, I'm going to take action and then report back my progress. What are the things I want to do? Read a lot, write every day, meditate more, run, get out in nature more, stretch, limit the time I spend on my phone, and of course, keep up this new fit life I've adopted since joining the Swole Fam. And we got to get a round of applause. Let's get some gorillas for Kyle too. Dead on. Now, if you don't know the seven pillars, community, nutrition, training, recovery, mobility, mindfulness, and consistency. And let me tell you, the before and after picture of Kyle is unreal. On the left, he's soft. You can see some muscle tone. You can see the muscle underneath, but he's definitely got a lot of chunk on top of it. Not going to beat around the bush. And on the right, he is shredded tight. You can see the definition, the muscle growth. And this is what happens when you are consistent. And this is what the seven pillars do. And we talk about it a lot here on the podcast, but the seven pillars focus on things that you can control. And this, let today's episode be a reminder. There are a lot of things in your life that you're dealing with that cause anxiety, that cause angst, that cause stress. And a lot of times these are things that you can't control. So think about it. Why are you stressing and worrying about things that you can't control? Obviously, it's easy just to react to things and just get stressed out. And, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is going to happen next week or this is going to go on. If you can't control it, then you can't do anything about it. So stressing about it isn't really going to cut it. It's not going to make anything better. What you need to do in those situations, this is why brain gains is so important. This is why meditation, mindfulness, pillar number six is so important. You need to figure out the things that you can control in order to alleviate the stress from the things that you can't control. You got to focus on the things that you can do today. And that's what the seven pillars do. They allow you to focus and keep that focus. Keep your blinders on to the things that just interfere in your life, that are coming in and out of your consciousness, that are coming in and out of your awareness, that just don't serve you, that are dragging you down, that are slowing you down, distracting you from the things that you should be focusing on. And that's going to come down to social media. That's going to come down to mainstream media. That's going to come down to a lot of friends, family, maybe even coworkers, people around you that are just trying to, you know, bring you down to their level. They don't want to see you succeed, because if you succeed, then it's going to exemplify the fact that they're not taking action. And that's why a lot of people that are close to you in your life might give you the most grief over changing your habits. Some of you have a lot of support from your family and friends, and that's fantastic. But some of you are dealing with a lot of negativity. You're dealing with a lot of stress. You're dealing with a lot of pushback because you, by you changing, by you investing in your health, by you wanting to do a little bit better for yourself, it exposes what other people are lacking. And then they get upset and they lash out at you, even though it's their own self-hatred, it's their own regret, it's their own lack of integrity. They know they're just bullshitting themselves. So it's easier to lash out against you than it is to recognize, be humble, take responsibility for what they've done to themselves and the lack of things that they've done. It's easier to outsource and blame and just kind of kick you to the curb or chide you a little bit for bringing your meal to a family dinner, or, you know, bringing food to work and not wanting a slice of pizza or some leftover donuts on the fucking table. So Kyle wants to read more. Fantastic. I read daily. Write every day. Meditate more. Fantastic. Run, get out in nature. Beautiful. Get out in sun. Get that vitamin D, brother. Stretch, limit the time on your phone. And of course, you know, keep up the new fit life since joining the fam. And we're really proud of Kyle. So keep on crushing it, dude. And this is another reason why the Swole Fam is so important. You know, we all connect online. We connect through social media. We connect through Swole Normous X. We're doing the live calls with our We had an accountability meeting today. We had a live call today. We have another Swole Fam roundtable, a group call where members are going to call in. We're all going to have a great conversation this Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're not yet a member, join today, swolenormousx.com. But this is, it's connecting. Everything that Kyle was saying is his community, because community, pillar number one, is not just people, it's your environment. So he wants to cultivate his environment better. He wants to be outside, be more in nature, unplug from his phone. He wants to reconnect with himself. He's reading, he's writing, meditating, get out in nature. I'm outside barefoot every day. I'm trying to get as much sun as possible. Like, you want to be a human being. And I'm really proud of Kyle for recognizing that. And we have a lot of members in the Swole Fam that are plugged in. They're officially part of the Swole Fam. They are members, but they're a little bit more distant. They're a little bit more unplugged. Some people are in the Telegram chat every day. You know, they're on every broadcast or in every live call. And that's fantastic. We're all in it. And some people kind of check in once in a while because they need to work a lot more on certain things and they're trying to unplug a lot more. They're still connected with the Swole Fam, but that's what they use their phones for. That's what they use the internet for. That's how they connect with their Swole Fam, is when they use it. They're not scrolling endlessly on TikTok or on Instagram. They're using it for a certain purpose, which is what many members of the Swole Fam have done. We've narrowed our circle. We're constantly taking out the trash, mowing our lawn. We're constantly refining, just like we do with our nutrition. We're constantly adapting and adjusting, making sure that we're doing things to the best of our ability. So keep on evolving, Kyle. Keep on focusing on you. Keep on making progress. I mean, honestly, based on your pictures, I don't know how much more progress you're going to make. I mean, unless you just start saucing out of your mind and you put on 20 more pounds of muscle, but you're looking fantastic, brother. Keep it up. We're really proud of you. And if you want to crush it with Kyle and myself and everyone else inside the Swole Fam, if you're ready for us, we are ready for you. We are there 24/7, 360 fucking five. SwoleNormousX.com. Join today and stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. We are back, baby. And I'm looking forward to our Tainty Tuesday. It's going to be lit. So thank you for being here and enjoy the rest of your day. Go make some gains. And if you're ready to join the fam, check us out, SwoleNormousX.com. And big ups to Kyle and the rest of the Swole Fam. Keep crushing it.